Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, he's been here in many guises. Today, he's a Story County Commissioner-elect. Lance Gilman will join us. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Andy Barbano, Bill Bilyeu, and Heidi Smith. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge. Help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Lance Gilman. He has been on the program many times, but in a different guise today. Congratulations. You were just, well, I hope congratulations, you were just elected to the Story County Commission. Pleasure to have you back on the program, and I should disclaim a couple of things as always. You are one of the partners in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors. You're also the owner of the Mustang Ranch. Life is busy. Why did you want to run for the Story County Commission?
Good morning, Sam Shad. How are you this morning?
It takes a paragraph to introduce you now.
It really does, kind of. It's well, when you get to be my age, you know, there are more chapters in the book. I decided I wanted to run for a commission office because I'm very, very excited about where Story County is going. And to be a part of this next decade is truly going to be a blessing for me. TRI, as you already know, is a great success. And we're on the threshold of incredible business right now with the data storage we're looking at, and the Apple deal is the talk of the town, if you will, and going to bring a lot of things. I spent some time over in San Jose a couple of weeks ago, and lots of interest there. And then if you take a look at Story County and say that Comstock Lode is back, and one of the richest places on earth, and you know, I've actually heard there's probably 9 million ounces of gold up there, and with the new election and with President Obama in place now, I think gold is probably going to go through the roof. And so I wouldn't be surprised that Story County, Virginia City, will be one of the richest places on earth again. But with all of that economic development and with all that potential opportunity and with all the changes and the challenges that are coming to that little community, what a ride. I can't wait to become a part of that and see what happens.
Playing devil's advocate, obviously you got to say, you know, what are the potential for conflicts? It would seem like there will be lots because TRI is two-thirds of Story County. You're also a business owner in Story County. How much do you think that that's going to play in?
Really nothing. You take a look at the commissioners of the past, very successful commissioners, they all run businesses. Marsha McBride, who's one of the new city commissioners, is with the alcohol board and will be working on business licenses and anything in business on C Street.
And also the owner of the Bucket of the Blood.
Bucket of Blood owner and business owner in Virginia City. Bum Hess was a major contractor and did a lot of things for Story County, and he was there for, what, 12, 14 years? So most of the commissioners that go in, it's not a, well, you don't run for the money.
Right.
It's not a job that you're trying to get for future benefits, but it's one you have to do out of your heart and that you want to go with. So in answering your question, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center was approved in 2000 by an ordinance. It is a planned business community with a contract development approved by ordinance. There's really very little to vote on. All the entitlements, all the infrastructure's in place, all the zoning's already approved. It's basically a Title 17 community of its own. So will I be voting on things TRI? There's really not a great deal to do with TRI. And the other businesses are seasoned. They've been around for 10 or 12 years. And I don't believe they're really any different than any other business owner that's sitting in a commission chair.
All right. So from the commission perspective, what things do you think that are of most interest to you?
I think probably number one for all of us right now is budget. We're really going to have to weigh the elements in the economy. What kind of revenues are we going to get? Certainly TRI has felt the downturn on land sales, which produces so much revenue for the county. We've absorbed all the buildings out there last year, Toys R Us, Lilly, GSI. You know, there are several million feet absorbed last year out there. But from the standpoint of land and taxes on real estate, that's slowed down. So budget is going to be on the short term, we're going to have to manage a short budget and make sure that we're covering all of our costs. You know, something that I found in the campaign, 61% of the county is over the age of 55. Over 20% are over the age of 65. We're going to have to do more work on the senior programs within Story County. It's a wonderful retirement community, and we're seeing a lot more of that. So budgets, how we allocate, and as this economy turns, and I'm certainly optimistic that we're going to see that, Story County is poised for incredible revenue generation. And with that, we're probably have one of the most successful school districts in the nation. There'll be a lot of money to spend, manage, and work with.
Yeah, it's interesting. Bum Hess on this program, who was the chairman at the time, this is probably going back about 5 or 6 years ago, said that the school district at that time had such so much money they hardly knew what to do with it. Of course, times changed over the last 4 years, but it will be good to see that come back again. You were elected by two-thirds vote.
God love them.
What was the number one thing that people said? Because I know you were out walking and talking to a lot of people. What was the number one thing that people said to you?
I walked the county. I visited with 1,500 homes. And I met all the voters. And probably the top two things were budget and how it's allocated. There are five distinct communities. If you take a look at Story County, it's the size of Rhode Island, state of Rhode Island, and that the distinct communities all want to be a part of the growth and the opportunities that are coming. And so everyone is interested in more, as we all are nationally, more transparency of government. How is it being operated? How are the budgets being allocated? Are we getting our fair share of what's happening? And of course, with that huge revenue increase that came with TRI, everyone's looking about, well, how that going to benefit us and where is it going to go? And so I think those were the two main elements, transparency in government and how are we going to spend that budget and how does it help me?
All right, let's take a break. More with Lance Gilman when we come back.
Pro Business Workers' Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with newly minted Story County Commissioner Lance Gilman. The main thing that you do, obviously, and we mentioned earlier, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center is one of our proud sponsors on the program, has been for many years. Let's talk about what's going on with economic development. You referenced the Apple deal that came. It's not in TRI, but it's close by. But it has transpired a lot of people who want to talk about data storage. What kind of response have you gotten so far?
Absolutely great response. It really has fired the market. You'll remember back years ago, I kind of smile. I've sat with a lot of the economic development people here recently in a lot of the meetings and the planning that's going on, and they tell me how important an anchor is into our community. And it's critical. The anchors, you give up a lot to bring an anchor, and it does a lot for the community. You remember when we did Lockheed Mountain Gate?
Sure.
The first, what was that, in the 80s? And that was the first manufacturer of high-tech program that came in. We did that into South Meadows. And then about 10 years later, Walmart came in, and we were successful in locating the largest Walmart distribution center. And so Walmart spark plugs stimulated the entire market. And so now we have Apple. And I'm afraid we gave away the store, and I'm sorry about that for an awful lot of years. But certainly the Apple name sitting out there on I-80 and the I-80 corridor is going to make a difference. And I'm going to tell you that we're chatting with a half a dozen major data storage groups right now. We're on the radar screen in Reno, Nevada.
You said that you were down in San Jose having conversations, obviously, in Silicon Valley. Can you share anything from that? Because I know a lot of this stuff is confidential until the deal is actually cut.
Well, I can tell you that our community has been visited by every major data storage group, and some I don't know, and some I'm aware of. But eBay has been here and looking, and Google has been here and looking, and Yahoo has been here and looking, and so you can just go down the who's who of data storage. And have they taken a thought about our community? Absolutely. We just did the Rencon deal, and that was done with Prologis out at TRI, and I believe that's 700,000 feet of data storage coming out of the Bay Area. So that deal's done. That deal's inked. They're actually going to build that. So they've tilted the walls on Apple. So that industry is launched, and we're certainly going to get our share.
And also the power company apparently cut a deal, if I'm correct, for better power rates for Apple in terms of their storage unit. Does that help you as well?
If they did do that, I'm going to get them. because I've had that question asked, and I asked that question publicly, and I've been assured that there were no special rates cut for Apple.
Okay.
That's going to be an interesting question to pursue, because I hear a lot of rumor out there, and it may be just that rumor, but I'm not aware of a special power rate on the Apple transaction.
Okay, we will follow up with that. Comstock Mining, Corrado de Gasperis has been on this program a couple of times, you know, opening up the mine here at Gold Hill. This really is a huge development because there's an awful lot of gold and silver left on the Comstock.
I've been told that there may be as much as 9 million ounces up there, and that would be staggering, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And what perplexing problems, because you have this incredibly gorgeous historic district. It's a mainstream tourist attraction for Northern Nevada. We certainly wouldn't want to damage the integrity of that.
And neither do they.
And neither do, well, and they don't. But on the other side of the coin, they're doing open pit mining, and open pit mining digs big holes. And so then, what do you do with repairing that when you get finished with doing it? So I see it as a double-edged sword, and I think as a commissioner, it's going to be a hot seat to sit on in some ways, because you want to protect your historic district, you want to protect your folks, and they want their homes protected. On the other hand, you want to support industry. I have a bit of geology in my background. I know that underground gold is the way to mine the Comstock, unless you just want to dig the whole thing up as a whole. So I'm really going to promote underground mining, and I think there's a lot of looking at that, and I would hope that that Comstock is looking at that themselves. But the open pit, that's going to be a challenge.
Let's talk about a story that came up in Northern Nevada Business Weekly this past week, which is the amount of pre-built large buildings is shrinking dramatically in Northern Nevada. And you know, are you seeing anybody that's willing to put up spec buildings at this point in time of the size where large businesses could move right in? Because otherwise it's a 6 month plus waiting period, correct?
Yeah, perhaps even 9.
Yeah.
And absolutely that's a problem. I would venture a guess that there is less than 300,000 feet of Class A building available in the entire market today. You take a look at just last year, we basically absorbed 3 million feet at TRI, and that was all of the empty spec built. I am chatting with a developer from the Bay Area who seems to be interested in putting up some major spec product. Right now, with the banks where they are in the lending and with the return on investments for a builder getting the rents they're getting today, it's pretty hard to look at a return that makes it attractive to build a million square foot spec building. The rents are just too low today. So how is that going to play in? And it's going to take some real patient money to come in and invest that kind of a program. Will it come back? I certainly am optimistic and hope so. Do I see it on the short horizon? I'm afraid it's going to be dirt and somebody saying, hey, I'll build you a building sign on the line.
And 9 months down the road, you're building.
Yes, sir.
And that's where we got to leave it. Always a pleasure. Congratulations, Mr. Commissioner.
Elect.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
It's No November at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. It's time to say yes to no. You'll pay no money down, no payments for 90 days, and have no holiday shopping worries. Get a $1,000 holiday gift card with every purchase, and that's no joke. Internet has the largest selection of like new vehicles in the area. Those in the know say no to new car depreciation. Why pay the difference if you can't tell the difference at Internet Auto Rent and Sales?
Looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Contact Kerry Walker if your organization wants to be notified of KRNV job opportunities.
Sabrina, the Johnson disability case, how did that go?
The federal judge ordered the insurance company to pay all past due benefits. He said the company was wrong when it cut him off.
Attorney fees?
100%. The judge made the insurance company responsible.
Good job.
Disability insurance companies write policies to make money, not help people. David Allen and Associates, helping disabled people like you for over 30 years. Talk to the right people. I'm David Allen.
The Carson Mall is a delicious place to eat. Meet your family and friends at the Carson Mall and enjoy food and drink served fresh and tasty from one of the many restaurants. Food and fun, it's all at the Carson Mall.
Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue on with our Power Pundit panel from our last broadcast because they were just doing a fine job here. Heidi Smith, Republican National Committee Woman for Nevada, Andy Barbano, the editor of NevadaLabor.com, Bill Bilyeu, former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, and Paul Enos.
Bill, you said something interesting in our last broadcast that I just want to remind everybody of. You said that Republicans are great at speaking to people's heads. Democrats are great at speaking to people's hearts and stomachs. Exactly. So let me ask you, what is the message that is going to connect with the hearts and the stomachs of voters out there?
Well, it all depends on what subject we're talking about. The Democrats also are very good, in this last election, were very good at attaching labels to Republicans, and in the presidential race, you know, there were millions of dollars spent on defining Romney before Romney had an opportunity to define himself. I hate to use a term that's been used in the past, compassionate Republicans, but, you know, it's kind of like on the national scene. Republicans ostensibly are now saying, no, don't increase any taxes at all. Of course, we have that in the state as well. Well, you know, if I were there, I would say, okay, fine, I'm gonna bump the rates on the super rich a little bit. So what? Let's go. They can afford it. Let's go that way, and close some of the loopholes that are out there and whatever you like that. You just can't let your opponents define you. Democrats are vast masters at defining us. We Republicans.
Andy, we had a roadmap to this 2 years ago in the race between Harry Reid and Sharron Angel, which is the same agency that ran the Obama campaign, defined Sharron Angel within 6 weeks. And that was what ended the election. So should it be a shock to Republicans that the Democrats figured out how to do this and that the Republicans did not have a response and that Mitt Romney was defined instantly?
Well, they should have been looking for that, especially since Romney had plenty of money to blunt that kind of an attack going in. He didn't have to wait while Obama defined him. But with all due respect to all the Republicans at this table, you're on the wrong side of history. Kevin Phillips, preceded by Arthur Schlesinger Jr., preceded by the guy he got it from, have identified six long cycles of history going back 200 years. 30 years for the conservatives, for 30 years for the liberals. And starting with Bill Clinton...
Hang on, that's your math. So not 600 years, but 60 years.
No, about every 20 that's to 30 years.
Typical Democrat
six
math.
Actually, that is the way, but he can lie and nobody cares.
Democrat math, yeah.
Six cycles of history over roughly since the 1800s, early 1800s, with the only real question being around the turn of the last century. But you've got about 30 years of a conservative cycle and 30 years of a liberal cycle, starting with Bill Clinton in 92, the cycles of history held. There's always one aberration in the middle of a cycle.
George W. Bush.
George W. Bush was it. Dwight Eisenhower was it. Jimmy Carter was it.
Okay, so come to a point. Come to a point.
If you want to look at Republican ascendancy, call me in 20 years.
Heidi?
Well, by that math, not 20. You've got another 4 to 8 to wait. So.
Well, Roosevelt
did 36.
Hang on. Let
me just say this. Yesterday, I had a friend tell me that her husband, who owns a business here in Reno, the day after the election, all of his Latino workers came to work and were very excited because Obama had won. And he said, well, if you're so excited, let me tell you, because he won, I have to lay off half of you, and the other half are probably going to be laid off in 6 months. They were in a state of shock. Nobody told us that. This is happening all over. People are being laid off.
And if you want to talk about cycles of history,
anecdotal evidence.
Roberson
did the same thing. Anecdotal.
If you want to talk about cycles, I mean, most societies don't last more than 200 years. We're right there right now, and perhaps we are reaching that point. I think you want 16th century philosopher. Who said democracies, in final analysis, will not survive because the public figures out that they can vote themselves largesse out of the public trough, and thereby destroy the democracy.
Yes.
As I wrote in the Tribune a couple of weeks ago, the choices for president were between Great Depression II and the post-dated recession. Romney would have brought on Great Depression II with Ryan's budget. With Obama, with the two small stimulus running out, we're looking at a post-dated recession starting now. So I share your economic concerns, although you can't point the finger, you can point the finger at the entire system. What we need is a big new stimulus package, or else we go to hell in a handbasket.
That's where we're going.
That gives me a great depression that
we can't afford. You know what? I think if we really want to get a handle on our fiscal matters, you need a plan. The only guy that's had a plan is Paul Ryan. If you want to get our fiscal house in order, you need a budget. We haven't had a budget for 4 years. Yeah. If we can just go down that path, hopefully we're going to be better off.
Okay. Logic tells you
we're out of time. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
This coming Wednesday is going to be a big day. We'll be starting our biggest and best Veterans Day sale. See, celebrating like never before with savings throughout our showroom on absolutely everything. Plus, with payment in full, we're offering an extra 10% off all sale prices. You'll find savings of 30 to 70%, and we're still going to give you an extra 10% off the sale price. Wednesday is going to be great at Ennis.
Ennis by Furniture.
Hold on tight. The most magical and amazing holiday family musical, Aladdin, takes the stage in the El Dorado Showroom beginning November 20th. Relive the magical tale of Aladdin with a cast of live characters featuring a new stage effect, 3D Megavision, where the genie comes to life right before your eyes. This spectacular show, packed with fun for the whole family, takes you soaring on a magical carpet ride. Opens November 20th at the El Dorado.
It's Nissan season to save. Get unforgettable deals on our most innovative lineup ever, like the all-new Altima, Pathfinder, and Sentra, all with fuel economy that beats Toyota and Honda. Get big holiday savings, a $199 per month lease on Altima, or get up to $3,000 on Rogue. For the best offers, visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer. Hurry, holiday specials end November 30th.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, former Speaker Richard Perkins will be here. We'll see you on the next broadcast.